bright future. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. In today's episode of Bright Future, the fifth of the series, on the fifth day of the 41st anniversary of the 10-day dawn, marking the glorious victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979, under the astute leadership of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, we focus on the role of the youth, along with their elders and the various strata of the Iranian society, in making the grassroots movement succeed, and then safeguarding its achievements ever since till this day. Stay with us, please. One of the outstanding features of the Islamic Revolution is the presence of youth in the administrative and managerial domains, which has taken place since the very first days of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. This presence was more prominent during the eight-year Holy Defense, when in 1980s the U.S. had launched the war through its agent Saddam of the repressive Ba'ath minority regime of Baghdad. This participation of the youth on the scene made the revolution and the system immune against the countless threats and conspiracies of the enemies. Today, the young generation is the most valuable human asset of the Islamic Republic system. According to statistics, some 36 million people are between the ages of 15 and 40, while nearly 14 million have high education. This makes Iran hold the second rank in the world among graduates of sciences and engineering. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has very well remarked, "The religious and moral approach of Islamic Republic has absorbed eager and enthusiastic luminous hearts, especially the youth, and the climate has changed to the benefit of religion and morality. The struggles of our youth in the most adverse circumstances, such as the Holy Defense, were accompanied with remembrance of God, prayers, and the spirit of brotherhood and selflessness, making people visualize the dynamic events of the advent of Islam. The parents and wives, sensing religious duty, detached themselves from their dear ones who were rushing to the war fronts. Then, when their families faced the lifeless bodies of the martyrs or the blood-soaked, wounded bodies of their dear ones, they displayed the highest degree of patience, combined with grief and gratitude. Mosques and religious sites witnessed huge congregations. The queues for jihadi dispatches, construction jihad and basij or voluntary works attracted tens of thousands of youths. Even today, the queues for etikaf are filled by thousands of youth, students, university lecturers, merchants, and men and women of various strata of the society. Prayer, fasting, travel for Hajj and other pilgrimages, various religious ceremonies and obligatory and recommended charities have increased everywhere, especially among youth. All these events are taking place while the West is in moral decadence and is propaganda to drag women into the cesspools of corruption, has made societies in most countries devoid of morality and spiritual values. This is another miracle of the revolution and the active and forward-moving Islamic system. On the refreshing presence of the youth in the different fields of the Islamic Revolution and the global impact of this revolution, futurist sociologist Alvin Toffler has said, The serious danger is that even in the U.S., youth are inclined toward religion. Now, if you study Khomeini's messages, you will see that he has realized the transnational tendencies of youths, and his messages are not limited to a nation. Khomeini is the man of the 21st century, although he passed away in the 20th century. Dear listeners, the Islamic Revolution has entered its 42nd year, and the Iranian youth remain the main guards and supporters of the ideas and ideals of the great Imam Khomeini as they assume a variety of responsibilities today in the face of the illegal sanctions and economic terrorism of the U.S.